Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Number 3, July 2023. Article Number 13, Case Study. Sustainability Index Analysis of Microalgae Cultivation from Biorefinery Palm Oil Mill. Effluent Authors: A.D. Santoso, J. Harianti, D. Pinardi, K. Kusrichawardhani, N. Widyastuti, Ian Jarrett, T. Handayani, A. I. Saitomurni, H. Aprianto. Corresponding Author: A.D. Santoso. Abstract, Background and Objectives. Palm oil mill effluent is a liquid waste product of palm oil milling that contains abundant organic pollutants such as nitrogen and phosphorus that are potentially harmful to the environment. However, palm oil mill effluent can be used as a nutrient for the growth of microalgae with utility in pollutant removal and algae biorefinery production of biofuel and functional foods. The aim of the present study was to analyze the sustainability of microalgae biomass production by calculating a sustainability index. Methods: questionnaires were used to evaluate the scientific judgment of expert researchers in the field of microalgae research. Data were processed and analyzed using multidimensional scaling comprising social, economic, ecological, and technological dimensions with a total of 47 attributes in RAPFISH software. Findings: the sustainability index of microalgae biomass production was calculated as 73.53%, which indicates the process has the potential for sustainable development with consideration of the leverage factors identified in each dimension. Analysis of the four dimensions demonstrated that the environment dimension had the lowest leverage at 67.3%, while the economy, technology, and social dimensions had leverage values of 70.99%, 73.67%, and 82.17%, respectively. These findings indicate that management experience and skills, involvement of family members, and productivity level warrant further attention in order to improve the sustainability of microalgae biomass production. Conclusion: the prospective analysis in the present study identified production, productivity, land conversion, consumption per capita, and population as key or dominant factors influencing the microalgae supply system. Further research is required to fully utilize microalgae biomass as a value-added product in optimal, technically, economically, environmentally, and socially sustainable systems. The results of the present study provide insights into the feasibility of sustainable microalgae biomass production in Indonesia that may inform governmental policies and programs. Biorefinery Microalgae Multidimensional Scaling, MDS Palm Oil Mill Effluent, POM Sustainability. You can read full article at gjesm.net.